And in the new guidance, the guidance that came out on January 14th, that guidance, you know, basically says that if schools have opened, which would be the elementary schools in MJUSD, those schools can reopen. And so then it's, okay, when is that safe to reopen? And so that's where we get it. That's part of the discussion. We also heard tonight from stakeholders who shared that you know, basically there's a difference between opening schools and staying open, and that partly has to do with the number of people, the positivity rates and case rates right now in Yuba Center. Right now they're about, not about, the case rate is 50, 55. The positivity rate is 17%. And like I referenced earlier, page 11, when it shares that, you know, reopening schools at a case rate of 25 or below, or 24, below 25. And then you look at the testing sheet, the numbers associated with that case rate is a positivity rate of 7%. So within purple, so the issue is, you know, in purple, schools can reopen. It's when is it the responsible time to do that, and when is it healthy and when is it safe? Also in the guidance tonight that we shared, you know, the public health officer has recommendation or advises on when to do that. And as late as last Thursday, Dr. Liu reaffirmed her advice. So, you know, the issue is, can the district reopen schools, elementary schools? Yes. Is it the wisest decision, you know, right now? That's a question. And if not now, when would be an appropriate time? And that's where the March 9th date comes in, because the surges, you know, up to the information we had till this past Thursday, that was the thinking that would simmer down, and that was consistent with our local health guidance. Sure. And I'm sorry, just throw one more thing in there. I say opening schools and or keeping them open. What I mean by that is many people listening tonight watch the dashboard and understand that whenever there's a positive case, you know, there may be one or two direct contacts. And then, you know, each day people that have symptoms, you know, we're all encouraged to not come to work if we have symptoms. And so each time, you know, that somebody's out for 10 days. And so what happens is there are school staffs, offices that, you know, aren't staffed, or that are, you know, people aren't able to provide service. The higher the case rates and the positivity rates, the more that happens. So as a result, and what's happening in other districts and other schools that are open, is they're having to close down grade levels or classrooms or, you know, different services. So as was also mentioned tonight, you know, stakeholders, the yo-yo effect, that once opening is staying open. And that's another consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Feen. I just wanted to check with Mr. Williams. It looks like we're back up and running. And the live stream is up?
Yes.
Okay. So all the folks that we see here on the telephone screen should be able to be hearing us.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Cena, for that update. Is there any questions or comments from board members?
Yeah, Gary Criddle.
Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
In looking at all these guidelines, yeah, they were written by experts, but these experts are not teachers, educators, or administrators. I feel that these people are writing these guidelines to protect their job. With these case rates, our schools are never going to reopen because I don't think with COVID testing, it doesn't discriminate between influenza A or B. If you get, you could walk outside right now, get struck by lightning, go down to the hospital and get diagnosed with COVID as your cause of death. I think a lot of people put a lot of time and a lot of effort into this plan. I will take what I can get as far as my constituents are concerned. I'm getting emails, phone calls. I'm talking to parents. I'm talking to teachers. Everybody wants to get back into school. And I'm inspired by Shauna earlier, who was one of the speakers that came on. She said something that just struck me. I was like, wow, okay. And she said choice. Right now, parents do not have a choice. That's being taken away from them. And in order to provide a free and public education, I feel like we need to give parents and students a choice. You can either choose to come back into school, and that's great. We'll welcome you. If you have concerns, if for whatever reason that you feel you're not safe coming back into school, great. Let's find an alternative for you. Open up a distance learning avenue, if you will. There's no one solution that fits all. We were talking about this earlier. There's no one solution that fits all. But the biggest thing is we got to do what's right for our kids. Our kids are hurting. And I think there's a lot of good things in this plan that are in place to protect our students, the masks, the cleansing of the schools, and you know, many other things. I think a shower curtain is kind of embarrassing, and I find that very unacceptable. But yeah, it comes back to choice, and we can't live in fear. Thanks.
I couldn't agree with Gary Moore. That's basically, I think you know how I feel by my opening statements tonight, but that was refreshing to hear, Mr. Criddle. Thank you.
Is there any other comments? One of the things that does concern me, it seems like it's talked about a couple of times, it seems as though to me that the California Public Health Department now is giving more weight to our local health officers to be able to make that determination of closing or opening schools. In the past, it seems to me that those have always been a recommendation. And as we have heard by other staff members tonight, I think that there's two things. There's opening schools and there's keeping schools open. I do know the last time that we were able to open for the 2 weeks, I think it was, for the folks that were second graders all ready to go that next Monday, it was certainly a letdown when we had to end up closing schools again. So I do think, again, our at least seems to me the philosophy is to set our marching orders in response to the California Public Health Department's new guidance. And seems to me if we try to follow guidance, then it's probably not a bad thing. That's my opinion. Any other comments from board members? If not, then I'll entertain a motion. I'll make a motion then. I make a motion to approve the rephasing in of elementary and opening secondary schools when public health officials recommend schools to resume in-person blended instruction and to continue providing services to the district's special population. Motion by Rasmussen. Is there a second?
Is there a date that you're recommending, or because we've got a date in the proposal?
I'm not recommending any date, Mr. Davis. I'm saying when the recommendations come from the public health departments that it's safe to open, when our case rate gets around to that 24 number that the California Department of Public Health recommends, then we come back together and we make a decision when we're going to open. So let me reread that motion. So I make a motion to approve rephasing in elementary and opening secondary schools when public health officials recommend schools to resume in-person blended instruction and to continue providing services to the district's special population. Is there a second?
Second
by Trustee Hasty. Roll call vote. Trustee Davis.
Yes.
Trustee Crawford.
No.
Trustee Boom is absent. Trustee Doug Criddle.
No.
Trustee Hasty.
Yes.
Trustee Gary Criddle.
No.
Trustee Rasmussen, yes. So it looks as though we have three yes and two no. I do think there is a rule with regards to a member being absent. Mr. Gantz, I see you online. Can you help us out with regards to this motion and roll call vote?
I'll have to apologize. I had not been signed into the meeting, so you may have to bring me back up to speed. I had checked out after earlier parts of the meeting.
Okay. So this is kind of maybe it's a Brown Act issue or procedural issue, Mr. Gant.
Okay.
So there was a motion on the floor, and it's seconded. Mr. Boom had to leave the meeting at 8:10 because there was a fire close to his house. So now we only have six board members present.
Okay.
There was three votes yes for the motion and three votes no for the motion.
So you have a tie vote, and you really cannot consider Mr. Boom an abstention because he's not present and he hasn't formally abstained. So with a tie vote, the motion would generally fail.
Okay. Thank you for your advice. So motion fails. Is there any other discussion that we have tonight? Or thank you very much, Mr. Gant.
You're welcome.
Well, there's what we'd like to do with, because currently we're in distance learning, we're providing in-person instruction to our targeted special populations. So if this is the motion and this is the action tonight, then we would continue in this level of operation till February 9th, where we would it's consistent with what we were talking about earlier, that we would look at the information that exists. We know that during these times that a few days there's a big difference in the public health information and guidance and, you know, a variety of things. It sounds like by default that we would meet, you know, determine that February 9th.
So, Mr. Cena, it seems to me that this motion here, this agenda item, was to change our previous one that we had on our last meeting that we did approve. I guess when our current reopening was agreed upon. So it looks as though that we would revert back to that same
current practice
until we bring it back to the board and we make a decision on it.
Yes.
What it seems though to me.
Yeah, it sounds like the discussion is continuing from what we talked about December 15th, and the board is looking at it and looking together in information and making a decision or taking action on that. Or in this case, we're not taking action, then we continue with our current practice.
Okay. So that was our last agenda.
Mr. Rasmussen.
Yeah.
I was trying to make the motion that is presented in the board packet, which was similar to the motion you proposed, but the district is recommending the date of March 9th, 2021. And it seems to me we have not voted on this motion that's presented in the packet. We voted on your motion, which basically said until you get certain conditions from the health department. I want to propose the motion that is in our information packet, which is to open schools on the 9th of March.
Okay, so can you go ahead and restate that motion again then, Mr. Davis?
Okay. The motion I'm trying to make is to approve rephasing in elementary grade levels on March 9th, 2021, and opening secondary schools when health officials permit, schools to resume in-person blended instruction, and to continue providing services to the district's special populations.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Looks as though the motion fails for lack of a second.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Okay. That is our last agenda item. Thank you all for participating tonight, and we'll see you next time. Be safe. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you. Nice seeing everybody.